What separates wealthy investors from everyone else? It's not luck, connections, or even capital. It's knowing which questions to ask. Real estate investing has long been shrouded in mystery, with complex formulas and intimidating jargon keeping most people on the sidelines. But here's the truth. The numbers aren't obstacles. They're your roadmap. Understanding financial metrics transforms property investing from gambling into strategy, from hope into certainty. Whether you're eyeing your first rental or building a portfolio, mastering these fundamentals changes everything. The difference between a good deal and a great one often comes down to asking the right question at the right time. Before you chase properties, you need to understand your own financial reality. Think of this as checking your fuel gauge before a road trip. You can't plan the journey without knowing your starting point. Your personal financial statement reveals your net worth, assets minus liabilities. But this isn't just accounting, it's a powerful motivator. Treating wealth building like a game, constantly asking, "How can I increase this number?" transforms abstract goals into concrete targets. Your net worth shows where you are. Your savings rate reveals your trajectory, whether you're moving forward or backward each month. And your investable assets, liquid assets minus emergency reserves, tell you how much you can responsibly deploy without jeopardizing security. A negative savings rate will undermine even brilliant investments, while a positive one opens doors. If both your net worth and savings rate are negative, fix the savings rate first. If you have negative net worth but positive savings, you can still invest strategically. When both are positive, you're positioned to scale aggressively. Once you own rental properties, you're running multiple small businesses. Each property has revenue, expenses, assets, and liabilities. Understanding business financial statements becomes essential. They provide the framework for every decision you'll make. The balance sheet captures your financial position at a moment in time. Assets, properties, security deposits, reserves, liabilities, mortgages, property taxes, and owner equity. The profit and loss statement tracks performance over time. Gross operating income represents actual income after vacancy losses. Operating expenses include property management, 8 to 10% of rent, insurance, utilities, and maintenance. Subtract these from income to get net operating income, a crucial metric that directly influences property value. But NOI isn't what lands in your pocket. Cash flow comes after subtracting debt service and capital expenses, like roof replacements or HVAC systems. Smart investors maintain separate reserves for these inevitable costs, typically 5 to 10% of rental income. Tracking these metrics reveals patterns. Year-over-year NOI growth shows whether rent increases are working, while monthly cash flow trends expose seasonal patterns. Just as gravity governs falling objects, certain principles govern money. Interest forms the foundation, but compounding creates the real magic, Einstein's eighth wonder of the world. Consider, $1,000 invested at 10% annually for 40 years grows to $45,259. Compounded monthly, it reaches $53,700, a 15% increase simply from reinvesting more frequently. The time value of money teaches that a dollar today beats a dollar tomorrow because of earning potential. When selling property, this enables better negotiation. For instance, $120,000 today equals $129,400 in 7 months at 13%, meaning accepting $130,000 later actually maximizes returns. While beginners overlook tax benefits, experienced investors recognize them as perhaps real estate's most valuable aspect. Depreciation, a paper deduction, reducing taxable income without actual cash expenditure, stands out. A $200,000 residential structure creates a $7,272 annual deduction over 27.5 years, saving an investor in the 35% bracket $2,545 annually. Tax deferment boosts compounded returns, lets you pay taxes in inflated future dollars, and possibly defers taxes completely through estate planning with stepped-up basis for heirs. the 1031 exchange allows deferring capital gains by reinvesting in similar properties, trading a $500,000 apartment building for a $750,000 retail center while deferring $100,000 in capital gains taxes. Financial metrics are like transportation modes. There's no universally best option, only what's appropriate for your situation. Effective analysis starts with progressively sophisticated questions. How much money will I make? What percentage returns? What's the compounded return over time? Profit measures, profit, NOI, cash flow, show absolute dollars earned. Percentage metrics, ROI, equity multiplier, reveal returns relative to investment size. A 15% ROI on $200,000 versus $2 million represents vastly different absolute returns, but identical relative performance. Annualized metrics, cap rate, cash on cash, standardize returns for yearly comparison. Cap rate, NOI divided by property value, measures theoretical return on an all-cash purchase. If most apartment buildings trade at 6%, but one offers 8%, investigate why. It could signal deferred maintenance or neighborhood challenges. Internal rate of return offers the most comprehensive metric, accounting for investment gain, time period, and precise cash flow timing. Long-term investors typically focus on cap rates and cash-on-cash returns, while developers prioritize IRR and equity multipliers. Strategic financing mitigates risk, accelerates scaling, and boosts returns, while poor choices drain cash flow. The capital stack visualizes financing sources by risk profile. Debt sits below equity because it gets paid first when a property sells. Think of it as a bucket. Positions at the bottom fill first, while overflow benefits those at the top. Equity financing offers flexibility, enabling investors to start sooner or access bigger deals, but requires sharing profits and control. Debt financing preserves ownership, though lenders get protections like monthly payments and foreclosure rights. Investment debt differs fundamentally from consumer debt like high-interest credit cards. Leverage, using borrowed capital to generate returns greater than interest paid, significantly boosts returns when used properly. When a property's cap rate exceeds the loan constant, essentially the interest rate, positive leverage occurs, increasing returns. When the loan constant exceeds cap rate, negative leverage reduces returns. Strategic financing means identifying when debt boosts returns versus when it drains them. Investment deals split into transactional, forced appreciation, or cash flowing, generating cash flow, appreciation, amortization, and tax benefits. For fix and flips, calculate profit. Sales price minus purchase price minus expenses including purchase, renovation, holding, and selling costs. Target minimum 20% ROI. Cash flowing rentals demand deeper analysis. A property generating $2,135 annually shows 5.6% cash-on-cash return. Add amortization, 7.0% equity-on-cash return as tenants pay mortgage, tax benefits, depreciation, sheltering $3,636 annually, and forced appreciation through improvements, suddenly that modest return becomes compelling. Strong job growth markets add 3 to 5% annual appreciation. The BRRR methodology, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, amplifies returns further. After renovation, refinancing at 75 to 80% loan to value pulls out equity while maintaining cash flow. A $100,000 property requiring $40,000 renovations might appraise for $200,000, allowing cash out refinance returning most initial capital. Advanced investors stack strategies using BRRR on value-add properties in appreciating markets, maximizing returns through multiple channels while managing risk through careful market selection. Most people trade time for money through jobs, transactional income that stops when you stop working. The wiser path involves transitioning earnings into investments generating residual income, recurring revenue continuing with minimal ongoing effort. Flipping generates transactional income, while rentals create residual income that compounds over time. Successful investing follows five fundamental principles. First, put as much money to work as possible. Every dollar sitting idle represents lost opportunity. Use $100,000 in savings as down payments on multiple properties, generating cash flow, rather than earning 1% in savings. Second, earn the highest rate of return aligned with your risk tolerance. Third, reinvest profits to leverage compounding. If you earn $20,000 in rental income, use it as a down payment on another property. Fourth, money received sooner is more valuable due to reinvestment potential. Fifth, utilize tax advantages. Depreciation, 1031 exchanges, and cost segregation studies significantly enhance returns. These principles work synergistically. Tax savings provide more capital to invest, earlier returns enable faster reinvestment, and proper risk management ensures sustainable growth. Financial freedom depends on three factors: contribution amount, rate of return, and investment duration. Contributing $7,500 monthly with 12% returns transforms $1 million into $6 million over 15 years. Your financial freedom isn't built on luck. It's constructed one informed decision at a time.